In this screencast, I will explain the use of the APA document template and how you can insert citations with Zotero reference management software. So we have Zotero open here, and now we'll switch to Word and we'll start a new template, new APA document. So whenever you want to start a new document, you choose File and New from Template, and then you get the window that we have here. And this is the built-in templates that you have, and I have the APA style paper installed already. But if you don't have that, type APA to the search bar, and then Word will load different templates from the internet. And we want to have a paper, not a report, and we'll use the first document here. These are just different versions of the same thing, basically. So we'll double click on that. And it'll give us a new document. And this document template contains text, styles, and it contains explanation of how to use the template. So when you apply the template, I usually open the styles pane first, and I'll switch on the style guide so I can see which styles this document actually uses. So there are these styles are in use and they're color coded, so I see which one is used and where. And if you work on an article, then you should generally have this title page. But if you just work on like a school assignment or something like that, then you can just delete author note because there are no acknowledgements that you need to make or no conflict of interest that you need to declare. So you can delete that. Then there is the table of contents. And if you are working on a short report, let's say 10 or 20 pages, then having a table of content may not be necessary. So you can delete that as well. Typically, when you submit an article to a journal, you don't have the table of contents either, because that's just not the convention. But when I write things, articles myself, I usually have the table of contents here during the writing, because it helps me to keep track of how much space I spend on each section. So let's just delete the table of contents for now. So we don't need that either. And then we have the abstract. If you have something like a final report for a course, or if you have a paper that you're writing for a journal, then you should have an abstract. So the idea of an abstract is that it tells you, tells the reader a short explanation of what the document is about, perhaps the main results, the motivation for writing the document, that kind of things. And for journals, you also need to have keywords that allow other people to find the article in search. But if you are just working on an assignment for a school or school project, then you can just delete the keywords. No need to have that. Now, if you're just working on like a weekly writing assignment using this template, then you may also consider eliminating the title page or the abstract. Let's take the abstract away. So if we are just working on a weekly paper instead of a final report, that is, the weekly paper could be like 2 or 3 or 5 pages, then having an abstract would be an overkill. So we delete that as well. And then we get to actually to the writing of the paper. And now we can see that these different headings are here. So you, of course, delete this all these things and write your own, or you can start writing your own things over these headings. But they show you the different styles that are used. So headings use heading 1, heading 2, heading 3, and so on. And then these are normal body text uses the normal style. So you know that these styles are used, and then it gives you the APA style. Then in the end of the document, we have the references. We will replace this set of references with something that Zotero generates for us. And then there are explanations of footnotes, explanation of how you add tables. In this document style, you always add the tables to the end of the document and figures to the end of the document. And that's what you should do in an article. If you are working on a school project, then you can have the figures and tables flowing in the text as well. So there's no need to have it in the there. And let's just delete all this stuff, because we are not going to be using that at the moment. So we need the reference section, and let's type here our title, example paper, and or we can delete that and type example paper. That's heading one. And we can add a page break because it was deleted for some reason. Or just paragraph and page break before. All right. And then we delete the text and we start writing our own things. So we write our own things here, and this is going to be normal style, and I'll just use the text from Singleton and Straits, and that's how Singleton and Straits define reliability. All right, and how do we add citations to this document? So this is just copied from the text, and we need to do two things because this has been copied from the book. First, we add quotation marks around it, and then we replace these double quotation marks with a single quotation marks just to make it clear that this quote here is not an ending of this quote, but it's just a quote within a quote. And then we need to cite the book. And to cite the book, we open the Zotero tab here, and there's add and edit citation. There's a keyboard shortcut for this as well. And if you use this heavily, then using the keyboard shortcut is faster than going through the tab. But we'll just do add and edit citation. Now the software will ask us for a citation style. We'll choose American Psychological Association, like so, and then we have this bar that comes up, and we start typing, for example, the authors, and it searches for the items. And I have a fairly large library, so it may take a while to find it. And we know that this is Singleton and Straits 2018. We choose that. And then we need to have the page number here. So we have the page. I don't remember the page, but let's say just XYZ. If you want to cite chapters or something else, you can change here what specific part you cite. Typically, you cite with page numbers. And we click OK. So this is the way that you cite quotations or cite direct quotations. There are also other ways that you can do this citation or do this text. Sometimes you want to emphasize that a particular source says something. For example, if you are working on a course paper and the assignment is to tell how a certain source defines some concepts, then we can write this slightly different. So I'm copying it, and so we can do and now that we have the names of the authors here already, we can do the citation a little bit differently. So we do add and edit citation. And we choose suppress author here. The reason why we suppress the author is that the author names have already been mentioned. And so this is one way to do the citation, but this is not actually the right way. When you have this kind of construction, that you are first giving the author names, then you should have as a part of your text, then the citation actually should go here. So it goes here, and then we have the page number here at the end, so that doesn't need to be done with Zotero. And you actually can, because this is really not associated with any citation. And then we don't have the page number here anymore. So we just say that this is what Singleton and Straight say. If we just, we can also do other things. For example, we can say that our reliability can be defined as, or let's say reliability is commonly defined as the degree of stability. This is such a short part that we don't generally, we're just saying that it's about stability, and so we don't need to have quotations because we're just using a single word from the source. Okay, so if we say that it's commonly defined as a degree of stability, we can add the citation to Singleton and Straits, but we may want to emphasize that this is just an example of how people commonly define reliability as a degree of stability. And we can use these prefix and suffix to add things inside the citation. So we can use e.g. So that's example, for example. And this would mean that reliability is commonly defined as the degree of stability. For an example of such definitions, see Singleton and Straits. And we, of course, need to have the page number because we are citing a book. So I'm just going to bring it up with the keyboard shortcut, and it's going to be XYZ. I don't remember the page number. Also, we can use the suffix. And let's say that we would like to claim that reliability, there are different definitions of, let's say, validity. And now we could do something like this. So we still cite Singleton and Straits. And we can do, for example, for a C, for a review. And this prefix and suffix will be added to the citation, as you can see here in the preview. And this is another way. So if you want to add text inside the citation, which is completely okay, then you use the prefix and suffix. So this is the basic way of using Zotero. One thing that you should know, that it is possible to edit this directly, but you should not do that, because then Zotero cannot update it anymore. And for example, if you have misspelled the name of Singleton in your database of articles, and if you want to fix it later on, then if you have manually edited this text here, then Zotero cannot update it anymore.